Makuta Sichas Chelik Yud Parsha Vayeshev Sicha Aleph. Ala Pasuk V'hinei Anachnu Ma'almim Alumim B'Seich HaSada. On the Pasuk in regards to Yosef's dream, he said, and behold, we are Ma'almim Alumim, which is what Rashi is going to explain the words Ma'almim Alumim in the field. Pirush Rashi, so Rashi explains Ma'almim Alumim. What does it mean to be Ma'almim Alumim? Ketargumai, as the Targum Unculus interprets it. Asri Misorim, which means tying knots. And then he says Amorim, which means bundles, making bundles. Vachain, as we find also, Noisei Alumaisav, that he carries his bundles. Or Kamayu, Belosha Mishnah, and a similar word we find in the Mishnah. Vahalumais Noitalumachriz, that the bundles, if somebody finds bundles, he should take them and announce them as a lost object. V'hinei b'pashtus nirav kavanos shel Rashi. On the surface, it would seem that the intention of Rashi here is to explain not tevis ma'almim alumim loy lomdam hatalmid adayim, because the words ma'almim alumim have not yet been studied by this student up until now in the Chumash. Therefore, Rashi brings the interpretation of it from the Targum, which means we are tying knots. And then he adds to that, and he explains shalumim pirushay amrim, that alumim means bundles. As is obvious from the proofs that he brings from the other pasuk and from the Mishnah. Bahainu, in other words, shema'almim alumim shema pasuk mashma'usay, that in this case, ma'almim alumim, which means to tie knots. What does it mean to tie knots? What does it mean in this pasuk? Kaishrim ksharim shol shibolim amorim, that we were tying knots around bundles, meaning to say we were making bundles by tying them into bundles. So we have to understand about this. Number one, Darkeshul Rashi Bereva Mekemes Lichter Raket Targumai. Most times when Rashi brings something from the Targum, he only states as the Targum interprets it, Mibli Lahatik Loshna Targum, without actually quoting the Targum. And he relies on the person studying the Rashi that he himself can refer to the Targum to see what are the words in the Targum. Why over here does he say, does he quote what the Targum says? Ma'asir Masar. There is another question. Pirush ha-hemshech ma'almim ma'lumim ketargumim ma'asir masarim. Upirush ha-teva alumim amorim chulu. Hayetzarech liyis kol echad b'dibu v'tnei atzmai. Since first he explains ma'almim alumim, and then to which he explains that it means to tie knots, then he wants to explain what these knots are, alumim. So the word alumim should be in a separate Rashi to say that it is hamarim, that it means bundles of wheat. So why does he have it in the same Dibra Maschu? As we see that Rashi does it in other places, for instance, where he explains the words toyu vavoyu. So he quotes toyu vavoyu, and he gives the general sense of what it means, and then he explains the word toyu specifically and vavoyu specifically in separate Gidra Maschels. Although there are places in which he does it differently, but I guess the question still is, why in this case does he choose to put it into the same Dibra Maschel, whereas other places he puts it into separate Dibra Maschils when he's explaining the general sense of it and then the specifics. Gimel. Third thing. Kimaduba Kamapam, as we mentioned many times, maybe Rashi Beis Raiz B'Makam Shiraya Achas Levad Einam Aspek, is that Rashi brings two proofs in regards to something only if one of them is not enough of a proof. Omenidin Didan, so therefore in our case, L'chayra Daye Raya Ma'akosav Noisei Olamaisav, will be enough to bring proof from the Pasuk that says he carries his bundles, especially that the second proof is only from a Mishnah, which is not necessarily the same type of usage of language as the Chumash, and therefore it's less of a proof than a pasuk. So why does he bring a raya from a Mishnah after he has a raya directly from a pasuk? Number four, the raya ma'akosav matik Rashi gamateva noise alamoisav. In the proof that he brings from the pasuk, he says he carries his bundles. Why does he have to bring the word he carries? Alamoisav is really the issue. The word noisei doesn't seem to add anything to the proof that alamoisav means a bundle. Hey, al derech zeh b'raya ma'amishnah is in a similar way in the proof that he brings from the Mishnah. Mati gam ha'teves v'alumis noitlu machris. He brings the phrase v'alumis and the bundles. He takes them and he announces them. L'cheira havle l'meimer rak v'alumis. The Baba Metzia, he should have just quoted the ha'alumis and the bundles as is brought in Baba Metzia. That's what he should have brought. He didn't have to quote the words noitel umachis. V'divir Rashi arei meduyokim ein b'chesav yatir. We know that Rashi is very particular about leaving out a word or adding a word. These are very, very specific. So when he brings in two words, noitel umachis, and the same with noisei alamois, in regards to alamoisav, there must be a reason why he brings those words as well. So the explanation of all this. Kavanasa shel Rashi eina rak levayer shem alma malumim pirushei koshrim ksharim stam. Rashi is not simply trying to explain that the word ma'alma malumim means tying knots. Ela be'ikir shalumim hainu amorim. The real purpose, the real focus of Rashi is to explain that the word alumim means bundles of wheat. That's the ultimate goal. Babir, and so to explain that chalom shel Yosef hay al dvar al derech shenemar chalom parei eis asher elokim oisei higid. This dream of Yosef was similar to the dream that Yosef interpreted for Parei, in which he said to Parei that Hashem is relating to you what he plans to do. In other words, that the dream was divrei asidus and nevuah amitis, that it was a sort of a prophecy and telling Yosef what the future brings. She'echov asidim lishtachvas, like Hashem shishtachvu alumaseim alumasei, that his brothers will bow down to him just like their bundles bow down to his bundle. So therefore, and for this reason, as soon as Yosef related the dream to his brothers, they said to him immediately, what do you think you're going to be, king over us? In other words, that they also recognized this to be the meaning of the dream, that they're bowing down to him. And therefore, his father also kept it in mind. Umetzapa masayave, meaning to say that he was looking forward to when this would happen. In other words, that the dream was a prophecy for the future. Valpiza muvan. So therefore, we understand. Shegam hapratim shavachalay mehem mechuvanim umayrim apratayam ura olamidiacholam. And therefore, since we're talking about a prophecy, so therefore, the details of the dream are also important in relating what the future brings. Therefore, Rashi explains the alumim pirushei amorim, that the word alumim means bundles. Haynu the gam zeh shahayu alumim mechuvenhu. Also, the fact that they were bundles is also particular and specific. Umasim lamaura, and is in accords with what will happen in the future. In fact, that is what happened. But Pail, Kikoshra Morim Dafke, that they tied bundles, that the prophecy related to the tying of bundles of wheat. How so? Lahalim Beparsha Miketz, in the next Parsha, Mesuper Shekiyu Machalim Bepail, that how did this dream come fulfilled? That there was a hunger in the land of Canaan, and therefore the brothers of Yosef had to go down to Egypt in order to buy food. And since Yosef was in control of distributing the food, Ma'amarim de Mitzrayim, which means the bundles that Mitzrayim had, the bundles of wheat that Mitzrayim had, he was the one that had them, that controlled them. The brothers had to bow down to him and buy his food. And therefore, the details of this dream are very particular. They were specific to how it actually came about. That the bowing down of the brothers of Yosef to him, be'inyan de alumim shibolim, was in regards to the bundles of wheat. That's what the bowing down was about. Shalumis tvuas Yosef kama v'gam nitzava, that the bundles that Yosef had, they rose up and they remained standing. They were in control. They were powerful. They had presence. Balumis echa b'shtachva l'anamase, and the bundles that the brothers were trying to acquire, they had to bow down in order to get bundles from him. So in other words, the story in its detail actually was what happened in the future. The dream in its detail. Al pizei yisboir. So therefore, we can understand Rashi magdim lefarish atevus ma'almim alumi k'targumai, that first Rashi explains the term ma'almim alumi, as the Targum says, Umatik Pirusha Targum, and then he actually quotes the Targum, Ma'asrim Asarim, that they're tying knots. Ma'alma Malumim Tirgim Betargum, because Ma'alma Malumim Tirgim Betargum Yerushalmi, Makarchin Kricha. There's another Targum which is called Targum Yerushalmi. Over there, the words Ma'alma Malum are interpreted as Karchim Krichan, which means Shazasoivu Beis Pirushim. The word Makarchim Krichan can accommodate two different meanings. Aleph kshira, one is tying, as Rashi says over here, tying, and the other one is kricha, which means to wrap something. Kricha means to wrap something, like kairich, the wrapping of the sandwich. V'hine lepirush Rashi shaksharim krichom hayushoshul bolim, according to what Rashi says, that the meaning of ma'alma malumim, that the tying was of bundles of wheat, muven shapirush ma'almim haynu kaishrim. So therefore we must say, Rashi says, that since we're talking about bundles of wheat, and he knows that because it accords with how it actually happened in the final story, so he knows that it's bundles that we're talking about, so therefore, if we're talking about bundles, then the word ma'almim must mean tying rather than wrapping. Because when we're talking about stalks of wheat, the word wrapping doesn't really fit with that. You don't wrap stalks of wheat together. You tie them together. As I said, because you tie them together so that they will not, the wind won't blow them apart, and so on. You want a bundle. Therefore, in this case, Rashi also has to quote the words from the Targum, that it means to tie knots. Lahadgish, the reason is because he needs to emphasize that in the Pshutushal Mikra, the words ma'alma malumim mean to tie knots. Because we're talking about tying as opposed to wrapping, therefore it could mean bundles. That would fit with what he wants to get to, which is that we're talking about bundles. But if he had simply written kitargumai stam without actually quoting the words of the targum, the suloi shagam targum Yerushalmi b'chlal zeh, that the word targum could also refer to the targum Yerushalmi, hadayash makam litas kanal, one could have made the mistake, as you mentioned before, shapirish mal malumim hu like sharim ella krichan. Someone may have mistaken it to mean what the targum Yerushalmi says, which means to wrap. Then that would have drawn us away from the meaning of making bundles, which only tying would lead to, and wrapping would not lead to bundles. And since, as we mentioned before, in the Rashi goes with the opinion that alumim must mean bundles, because that's what fits with the story as, that the dream was prophesizing about. Only in this way would it fit with the story as it actually turned out. That's why Rashi wants to make sure that we understand that when we say that, when he says ketargumai, it means the targum onkulus interpretation of the word, which means tying knots, as opposed to the Targum Yerushalmi, which means wrapping, and that is not, wrapping doesn't lead to bundles, bundles doesn't lead to the story as it happened. Therefore, Rashi wants us to understand that first, you have to understand that Ma'asir Masarim, it means tying knots, as the Targum Unkelus over here says, and not as the Targum Yerushalmi says. Therefore, he says Ketargumai and tells you which Targum is referring to by quoting the words of the Targum. And then he can go to the word amorim, that it means making bundles. Uli'idach, on the other hand, mikivin shemi masha machriya chasrashi lefarish tevis eluk targum unkulus dafke, hu ha da'alumim haino amorim. And since it is the words amorim, the word alumim, which Rashi says means bundles, which is where it all begins from. Because since Rashi knows that it's about bundles from the story that happened later, and therefore, it, now we can understand what ma'almin means, that it means tying knots. L'chein bo beizin yonam elu b'dibirechon, and therefore, it all belongs in the same dibra maschil, because it's amorim, which actually tells us that ma'asir masorim is the correct interpretation of ma'almin. Omnam adai tzaruch bir, but still we have to understand. Mepirush hatargum asr masorim muvin shalum mepirush al derech pirush ma'almim ksharim. So from asr masorim we understand that that it means tying. V'chein hu gam v'pashtus, and that's what taket, and on the simple level, that's what it means. Sharei beizat heves ma'almim alumim shteim hei m'sheder shechot. Because the words ma'almim and alumim, of course, come from the same root word. So if tying, if ma'almin means tying, then alumim means knots. Lefiza pirush ma'alm alumim hu kaishrim ksharim stam. And if, according to this, then the words ma'almin alumim means tying knots, not tying bundles. Vagam shabim nefarish aksharim hayishol amorim. And even if we do say that what kind of knots were they tying, the kind of knots which create bundles, and that will of course fit well with the dream and the story that it was prophesizing. But this, in the word alumim, you don't see that word amorim, you only see the word that it means knots. Ma'almim means knots, and it's true that Rashi wants to get to the fact that it means bundles, but from the word alumim, how do we see that it means bundles? It merely means knots. Lachain maybe Rashi dugmois alumim pirush amarim. There shall alumim pirush amarim. Therefore, Rashi brings two proofs, two other places in which the word alumim means not knots, but it means bundles. Lachain should maybe Rashi akosav da alumais alumaisav l'raya da alumim. And therefore, Rashi brings the pasuk. When Rashi brings the pasuk that alumaisav means shibolim, means bundles of wheat, mati gamateva noisei alumaisav, he also brings the word noisei. Shemazem muchach shaluma koyal shibolim. From this we see that it's referring to stalks of wheat. Sharei ein loyman noisei ksharim, because you can't say that he carries his knots. That doesn't make sense. From the word itself, alum maysav, how would you know that it means bundles over there? Therefore, he brings the word noisei, that he's carrying. If you say he's carrying, he doesn't carry a knot. Therefore, it must be that he carries a bundle. Vein Rashi mistapik bedugmazu. But Rashi, this example of a word alum maysav meaning bundles is not enough. Ki yeshlikhek olafarisham. Because in, you could still, sort of force an interpretation That would be a little different. Shalum is Hem Ksharim Stam. Perhaps still over there, even by Yenayis HaLamayis of Alumayis means knots. Vakavana, and what he means over there is Sakim Kshurim. Al Sakim Kshurim means, and perhaps it means sacks filled with, let's say, grains of wheat, and which are tied. Of course, the sacks are tied. So when it says Noisi Alamaisa, it means he carries his sacks, his tied sacks of grains of wheat, as opposed to bundles of stalks of wheat. Shemechilim Azareinim La'achri Adisha, that would, in the sacks would be the grains of wheat after they've been threshed from the stalks. V'loy shalum is heim amorim l'shubolim, and not necessarily is there proof that over there noisi alumaisav actually means stalks of wheat in a bundle. So even though it's taka, not such a smooth interpretation, but it's, you know, you could still insist that perhaps that's what it means. V'lochei moisav Rashi oidug memeloshin ha-mishnah, therefore Rashi brings another example from the Mishnah. And the bundles he should take and announce the mipnei kveidam nisharis b'mekayimam ve'inim hezgalus l'mokim l'mokim. The reason, the context over there is that when somebody finds a bundle of wheat, that is a simen. The Gemara is talking about whether the placement where the person found it, is that considered to be an identifying mark, that if somebody said, that's where I left it, that would be enough to give it back to him and say that that's a proof that it belongs to him. And why would that be? That would only refer to something which is heavy and doesn't move, and let's say the wind wouldn't blow it away, and therefore it would stay where it was placed to begin with. So because of their heaviness, they don't roll from place to place. So mekiven the mokim avasimin, and since the placement of it, where it was left, is considered to be a good sign, lachein hadin the neit lamachas. Therefore, the person should take it and announce it, because when he announces it, somebody will be able to give the place as a simin. But let's say if the place was not considered to be a simin, if it was something light that could have been blown away or somebody kicked it away, and the person would not be able to identify where it was, it wouldn't be a good idea to take it and announce it, because he won't be able to identify it. Better to leave it there so that he can come back and pick it up. So from this word, in the context of alumis neitlumachis, it's proof, sha'alumis hainu amorim shebolim shem doba kovet v'sheinim esgalgul. Over there, it's something heavy. That's the proof that it's talking about a bundle which remains in place and doesn't roll away. Mekimish atevazu hiloshen ha-mishnah. And since this word is from the Mishnah, k'diyuk loshen Rashi, halachas psukas, and Rashi points out that it's from the Mishnah, what does he mean to say by that? That the Mishnah is a halacha. That's where the halacha is brought. Bevadish shebelimud halachas medayik hatana lilmeh b'signum borer. Without doubt, the Tana would teach a halacha in a way that it's clear to understand exactly what it's talking about. Sharei b'teirah shebal peh halacha mefereshes is a bruder yosem b'teirah shebiksav. As we know that in teirah shebal peh and Mishnah and so on, the language is more clear than in the Chumash, which is much more less words, and therefore you have to have better interpretation, you have to know how to interpret. But in the Mishnah, it's much more close to the final psak, and therefore the language is much more direct. Therefore, when the Mishnah says alumaisav, it must be a word which is clearly understood what it's referring to. The one studying it. And for the most part, a bundle or a knot which has something has been tied together, and the point is that it's heavy, is usually referring to a bundle of stalks of wheat, which was how people carried things around, and that was what it was. So the Mishnah, from a Mishnah, you understand much more clearly what it's referring to. So that's why that's a better proof in a certain, like sort of adds to what the problem with the proof from the Pasuk. The Mishnah is more clear in that way. But Rashi, it's not enough that use only the proof in the Mishnah Ki Yesh Lomer, because one could say the Loshon Torah La'atzmam and Loshon Chachamim La'atzmam, because it's possible to say that the Chumash has one way of using words and the Mishnah has another way of using words. And therefore, not necessarily because the Mishnah calls Lumais a bundle of wheat, does it also mean the same in the Chumash? That's why Rashi also needs the raya from the pasuk in Tehillim, which is more similar to Chumash, and therefore, if alumis over there means a bundle, it'll mean the same thing in the Chumash as well. In fact, that is where the main proof is from, because the similarity of usage of words from Chumash to Tehillim is much more than, or much more proof than whether to say that the word in the Chumash necessarily means the same as the Mishnah. That's why he brings the proof from the Pasuk first, and only then does he bring the proof from the Mishnah. So basically he's answered all the questions why Rashi names tells us what the Targum says, also why it's all in the same Divra Maschil, and why he uses the word in the Pasuk, which is other than the word Alumais, in order to bring out the meaning of Alumais, and why he brings two proofs, and why this one is first and that one is last. Miyena Shel Torah Shebepirush Rashi. Something from the Hasidic perspective that we can find in this Rashi. Mevor B'Torah Eir Shebeparsha Seinu. In Torah Eir of this Parsha, it explains, Sha'avayda D'ma'alma Luma Baruch Niyasi. What is the avaida of ma'almim alumim, of which the brothers were busy with making these bundles? What does it mean spiritually? He bitted on its sutsim shenoflu the pchinas pirud b'shviras hakelim. This is referring to the netzutzes, the holy sparks that fell and were scattered through the shviras hakelim, as we know the breakdown of the word of a world of toyu, and v'hayu ma'alim oisim, and the brothers were elevating and refining those sparks. That they should be re-included into Malchus Atzilus, back up into Malchus Atzilus, like they said, and through being brought back to Malchus Atzilus, they're no longer scattered, they're brought together, and they become one and connected and unified, because over there they are brought back into the unity of Hashem, as opposed to in the world of in the lower worlds, there is a great disparity and disunity and so on. V'zeu ma'alim alumim, and that's what he means, making bundles of derchmoshel kameisha kaisha ma'amorim, similar to those who tie bundles shemakatzim kameisha bolim rabim ma'oid, that they bring together many stalks of wheat. And you bring them together into one bundle, baguda achas, and that's what he means, that they were bringing together the sparks back up into Kedusha, to the world of unity, as opposed to in the world of where they were scattered, like in the world of Klippa. And this idea of refining the sparks and to bring them back into the within the unity of Hashem, who gam b'chinas neshamas. This also refers to many neshamas that also become scattered, as he explains in Torah Oir, Kemevur Torah Oir, that there's also this same idea refers not to only the sparks that landed in Gashmiyazdig, in physical things, but also that neshamas became scattered and have to be brought back into the unity of Hashem. The idea of bringing together the bundles, it happens in the field. Why? In order to accomplish this, you need to be working on it. You need effort and so on to do it. Lotzei salasoda. You have to go out into the field, bakam eshabolim, the place where the stalks are amufuzores, where the stalks are scattered. L'sasek b'kshirosim, and to be busy there with tying them together. Similarly, also in the spiritual side of it, you have to go out to where the sparks are scattered in order to bring them together. Mekanei rab avedus aberurim. which brings us to a lesson in the Avedus HaBerurim, Noisav al Avedus HaAdam L'Kabetz Kola Netzuzus HaMfuzarim Etzloit, that in addition to a person's Aveda, that he has to gather together the sparks that are scattered within him, close by, and to elevate those sparks that they should become one in within the unity of Hashem, which is through a person's Aveda and Torah Mitzvahs. In addition to this, a person also has to go out and go out to a further reaches away from the place where he's accustomed to being. L'teich ha'sada, you have to go out to the field, or l'sasek sham ba'avayda, and to be busy there with this avayda of ma'alma malumim, of bringing the sparks together, l'kabetz ha'netzutzes ha'mfuzarim ba'olam, those sparks which are scattered around the world. V'zuya avayda be'saskus ha'mazulas, and this is the avayda which means to work with other people. Lotzis v'dal ha'maysav, to go out from your own space, el elu anim tzoyim adayim b'chutza, to those who are still on the outskirts, lachziram b'tshuva, and to bring them back to tshuva, l'karvam la'avedas Hashem b'tlerosei, to bring them close to serve Hashem and to the Torah of Hashem, v'alamor shabah, and to the essence of the Torah of Hashem, to the illuminator, which is zuit pinimis ha'Torah, which is the inner dimension of Torah, ilona d'chaya, the tree of life. And this is why the Rabbeim, our leaders, they set in motion l'shleach shluchim, to send messengers shluchim l'mekayim shenim, to different places, to all kinds of places, v'gam rechayim, even to distant places ba'olam, in the world, l'kabetz hanetzutzes, to gather together those sparks hamafuzarim sham, which are scattered there, l'hafitz sham, as Mayonas Chassidus, and to spread and to reveal there the fountainhead of Chassidus. Umefarash Rashi ma'alma malumim ketargumim asam asarim. So Rashi comes and explains that the word ma'alma malumim means to tie knots. Umalamdeinu, teaching us thereby, the aveda bevirir va'alois tanetzutzes tzrichali is ba'efen shlom asim asarim. That the type of aveda of halos netzutzes has to be in the way of tying knots, meaning la loisam, to elevate them in a way sheyu mekushorim lemekayim, that they should be tied to their source. Leirak ba'efen shel kricha, not only in wrapped up, which means loosely connected to their source. Ki'im bekesher shel kayama, to tie them to their source with a knot which lasts. Haynu shepul losei alozulos tiyeh sheyu mekusher. That when a person influences another person, it should be in a way that that other person also becomes connected, tied into a source. She's kasha l'aveid Hashem b'chayzik b'ayfen she ruach shtuz v'chol aruchus ha-menashet b'aylam lo yinatko eisek chas v'sholom adarach ha-teira, to tie him into aveid Hashem in such a strong way that all the winds that blow and so on, the foolishness that permeates the world, will not be able to tear him away, chas v'sholem, from the way of Torah. That's what he means by tying a person, tying the netzutzes in a knot, meaning to strongly connect them to their source. And what is the best advice to be able to accomplish this? Mefarish Rashi behemshuch devarav. Rashi continues and he says, ma'asim asar ma'morim. This means bundles. In order to be able to accomplish that, the bundles that you make should be in a way that they are tied in permanently. Dorosh, this requires, yeah, kesher shel shibolim amorim dafke, that it has to be of stalks of wheat, bundles, as he calls a bundle, should be a choltam al yedei zriya latzmiach peiros upeiros peiros. That this has to be in a way that they are like stalks of wheat. What does that mean? A stalk which you plant is able to produce more fruit, and those fruits can produce more fruits, and it goes on forever. If you want the person who you are influencing, that they should be tied into it permanently, it's only if they themselves become a source that they are able to produce fruit, in order that those people should produce fruit, and so on. Shehu atzma yifalam svivase, that this person should also have an influence on the people around him. L'karvim avayis Hashem, to bring them closer to avayis Hashem. Ba'az yiyah betach shavadas etiyah lakiyam, and only then are you sure, are you certain that your efforts will have a long-lasting effect. Which is what Rashi teaches through, that it's amorim, that we're talking about bundles which have the ability to produce more produce. L'achri kol zeh mesayim ba'pasuk. And after all this, he concludes the Rashi. It was by quoting the pasuk, the pasuk says, v'init tisevenu alu masechem atushtach v'lonu mosi, your bundle surrounded my bundle, and they bow down to my bundle. Shleimus ha'avoida, that this is the ultimate perfection of this type of avoda. But polase alazulas, what is the perfection, the ultimate highest level of exerting your influence on another person? Hu kasher yifel, when you have the effect, la'avil alumasu shayesav atzadik, that you're able to bring this person to the bundle of Yosef HaTzadik, meaning to Hu HaShalit B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, the person that is in control of the whole Eretz Mitzrayim, meaning to say, the Eretz Mitzrayim over here is a mashal for the world as a whole, and that is the Nasi Adar. You're able to connect a person to the Nasi Adar, Lifel Shiyah Bayish Tachabayish V'abitul La'anasi, that this person should also be completely buckled to the Nasi. That is the ultimate of the Birur HaNetzutzos, by bringing this person's bundle to the bundle of the Nasi. Duvar kama pa'amim, it was mentioned many times, she'em ha-Shabbos shayach l'imei ha-Shavuah shel-lefanav, that Shabbos is connected to the days of the week that preceded that Shabbos. Sharei mi shataru b'erev Shabbos yechol b'Shabbos, as we know, that whoever works during the week will have what to eat on Shabbos. In other words, the days of the week are the preparation for Shabbos. The chein liyemei Shavuot shel achrav, as well, the Shabbos is connected to the days of the week which follow the Shabbos. As we say, Shabbos m'nei mizbarchan kol yom, that from Shabbos comes the bracha to the rest of the week, meaning the week following it. In other words, that the Shabbos is connected to the days before and to the days after. She'em ha-Shabbos mekashu ma'achad yimei ha-Shavuah shel-lefanav v'yimei ha-Shavuah shel-achrav, that the day of Shabbos connects the week before that Shabbos to the days of the week after that Shabbos. V'hine b'kama v'kama shonim, it turns out that in many, many years, chol ha-parsha v'yeshev ba-Shabbos shvein yom ha-Geulah diyutas kislev b'yimei Chanukah, the Shabbos Parsha V'yeshev comes out in between Yutes Kislev and the days of Chanukah, K'viyah Shana Zu, as it happened in that year when the Sikha was said in Tavshin Lamed, while Pi HaYedua, and based on what is known, Shabbos Shavuot Sheyochem Lazman Shabbos Kodem Moisam, that the Parsha of the week is connected to the period and to the days of the month and so on of what is happening around that time. So this lesson must be connected to both Yutas Kislu, which comes before it, and the Chanukah, which comes after it. So the same in this case, the lesson that we take from Alma Malumin, which means the effort to gather the netzutzes, which are scattered to the outside of each person, so there is the outside, the outskirts within the person, and then there is the literal outskirts. To bring them all back to tshuvah. This is an idea which is shared by both Yitas Kislev and Chanukah. And the explanation of this is, one of the main things that the Alter Rebbe was busy with special effort that he put into it, was to make Bali Tshuva. Okay, Yedua Mashama Lubnei Admor Adzai, as is known what he said to his son, the Mittel Rebbe, Bekeshel HaChalemai, in connection to the dream that the Mittel Rebbe had. He had a very interesting dream in which he saw the Baal Shem Tov and the Mezritcher Magid, who he did not know how to identify because he never saw them. But he he described them to the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe said that this was the Baal Shem Tov, and that was the Mezritcher Magid. And he saw them crossing a river, and he saw the Magid crossing a river, then the Alter Rebbe crossing a river. And so he explained that this has to do with Bali Tshuva, Shebeshomim Memoriai, Rabba Magid and Mezritch, Hamoshal al Dvar Tzadikim Bali Tshuva. The Alter Rebbe said to the Mittler Rebbe that when he heard the Moshal that the Mezritcher Magid said about the difference between a Tzadik and a Bali Tshuva, he gave a Moshal of a son of the king, that two sons of the king, one son that behaves in a good way, like in what he's supposed to do, and he's always next to his father and so on. Then there's another son which left the father and so on. Details of the marshal I'm not going to go into. And then when the son comes back, when that wayward son comes back, the father enjoys that so much more than the son that conducts himself in a regular way. That's the gist of the mashal. So when he heard that mashal from the Magid, nechkak etzlo shetzarach l'karev kol echad v'echam Yisrael, it engraved within him the need to bring to be makarev every single Jew, and meaning Bali Tshuva, that was the main thing. For 5 years he traveled from place to place, and he traveled openly and he traveled incognito to be awakened and to bring Yidden closer to Torah Mitzvahs in order to create Bali Tshuva. After the redemption of the Alter Rebbe and Yutis Kisav Huschol, Avoda the Yufutzu minus Echachutza, then began the Avoda of spreading the wellsprings of Chassidus to the outside, Lifel Ba'achutza Ba'efen Shol Yufutzu minus Echa, in a much greater way to spread it much more than before Yutis Kislev. Bisrachvos Vispashtus Gdeila, in a much greater way, much more it's spread out and so on. That this idea of gathering the sparks in the field, chutzah, which means in the outside, that which in a much greater way after Yutis Kislev. And this is a similar thing to this, is also what is brought out from the Chanukah lights. Mevor v'chsidus, that the reason why the mitzvah of Chanukah, of the lights of Chanukah, is to put them at the door of the house out to the outside, because the purpose of the Chanukah lights is to illuminate and to purify and to elevate also the outside, the darkness, the public domain. The public domain means not the Rishus of Hashem. Gimel Klibas HaTmeis, V'Tura de Pruda, or these are all, goes lower and lower, the three Klibas HaTmeis, the and so on. Birin HaNetzutz is the Gimel Klibas HaTmeis, Shazu HaVeidah de Tshuva, and since we're talking about the Gimel, that we have to elevate also the Gimel Klibas HaTmeis, that is only possible through Tshuva. V'Yedeh HaVeidah Zu, the Ma'almim Alumin. So therefore, this is an idea which is connected both to Yitzchak Kislev and to Chanukah. And through this avodah of gathering the sparks, kibbutz hanetzutzos hanimtzoyim b'chutz, the kirev libin shel Yisrael l'avim shemayim, by bringing Yidden closer to Hashem, harek sheYisrael oisim tshuva miyadeim negolim, when the Yidden do tshuva, immediately they will be redeemed, the geula mitzvah v'ashleima, ha'idei Mashiach tzidkenu, b'karev mamish, immediately through Mashiach, speedily in our days.